Thank you. Also, sorry.
Okay, ahead of this working party, as per our usual commitment to you, we have updated and uploaded new reports to the delegates portal as well, and I think some of you have referred to it, on gender representation, on geographical representation, and overview of UNCTAD internships broken down by universities and as well as nationalities and countries. So this you can see, and every year we kind of add on to it as you ask us to. We have also provided a note on proposed resources for 2023 to facilitate your deliberations, and the DSG had now spoken quite a bit about how the breakdown is for the resources we received. And finally, last but not least, in line with the SG's commitment to increase transparency and accountability, and in line with your request in previous sessions of the working party, we have also provided a report on the implementation of deliverables. I think that was also commented on by the EU a bit earlier. This represents an extract from Umoja's system, which is our corporate system, including for the monitoring and accounting for our deliverables. These are the foundational aspects I wanted to highlight to you concerning the 2024 program plan and process format of the document. We are here throughout the 3 days to respond to any questions you may have as you interact with the subprogram slash divisions on the content, on the results. I thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Issa. My apologies for the premature intervention earlier. I now open the floor for questions and comments that member states may have for Mr. Issa. Give the floor to the EU.